Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Readings on a Wednesday on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Hi, everybody. This is Linus. How are you doing today? I hope so far this week has been going good. We don't have Nina for a couple of weeks because Nina's on vacation in Canada. They're having their Thanksgiving during these 2 weeks. So anyway, you got me. So welcome to Free Psychic Readings. We decided to add a second show during the week because we have such a high demand for readings. Don't forget daily readings, y'all, from 11 to 7 p.m. on theessenceofsuccess.com. When you go to the website, just click on Psychic Readings. If you desire more personal or more intimate readings, go to the website and we will be more than glad to help. Our personal readings are private, just like a doctor, never to be discussed but with the client who is requesting. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Now, our chat room is open. I believe Miss Anna's in there. She's going to be moderating it for Nina here for a couple of weeks. And the phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Okay, I'm going to do two quick prayers. And then we're going to begin the show. How about that? First one is cleansing. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all. And so it is. Now, second prayer I'm going to do, because Sunday I had a lot of romance calls, okay? So I think it's time to do that desire for a partner prayer. So this is for if you're looking for a mate, if you're looking for a partner, or maybe you're looking to get married, you're looking for a husband. Listen to this prayer, and if you want a copy of it, you can go to theessenceofsuccess.com, click on prayers, and you'll see this prayer there. Okay, here we go. We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, body, and soul with his or her character, integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner. I'll say that again. In fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self, by honoring that we are profoundly lovable. Hello? By accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling, again, not settling for someone who is not our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. Okay, and that's our prayers for the day. I hope that's opened the eyes of some of you folks out there that are looking for mates. Think about that. It hit a lot of good points. Okay, we're going to begin now. Thank you, everyone, for listening around the world. Thank you for the people in the chat room. And thank you all the folks that are on the phone waiting to be served. We love you. All right. Okay. First call up, welcome to the show. Area code 303. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? 303? Oh, guess they're going to the chat room. Okay, next caller, you're first up. 702, you're on the line. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Craig. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Craig. C-R-A-I-G?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, how are you doing? I'm doing terrific.
I'm doing good. I have no complaints.
Okay, so what's going on, Craig? Something's about to make you really happy. But anyway, it's coming across. Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. The question I have is, I've been going to this school online for 2 years, and I recently just relocated to another state. And since I relocated to another state, they're basically forcing me to drop out because the state that I'm in doesn't support their program. And so what I've been doing is trying to communicate a way for me to graduate, like trying to get exempt from the requirements and see if they just let me finish. And I just want to know, how do you see that working out for me?
It came across real quick. And incorporate your work into your degree. It's something about your work, what you're doing, will help you not have to do some other work. You know what I mean? They'll give you credit. I don't know why,
okay.
But I'm seeing that you'll give you credit for the job that you're working in right now with this degree. You know what also came up, and I don't know why, but Phoenix University?
Actually,
Phoenix has an online school, don't they? Yeah, they do.
Yeah, the school is based in Phoenix.
Okay, well, if it's Phoenix Online, ask them. I think they'll work with you because I see you getting credit from your job, and somehow there's a compromise because I see them working with you. So you're not out of the program totally.
Wow, that's wonderful, because probably I'll be getting promoted into a leadership, which will probably help me.
Yes, it will. It will. But your school is going to give you credit. I see something else. You're going to have to take some classes. You got a computer, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, because I see that they'll – and instead of you being physically there, you can just do it online. I mean, I understand you said it's in Phoenix, but it's something like you can do online and it won't, how do I want to say this? It's not going to hamper you. You will still get your degree. It's just going to be a little bit of a delay because, like you said, you relocated. So that's what I see, just a little bit of a delay, but you are going to get it. So when you talk to your counselor, ask them about, can you use your job as part of your credits, you know, as hands-on,
okay,
as part of your credit, and then what can you negotiate or come to a compromise for your other subjects can work out? You know, can I just do it online and go from there?
Gotcha.
But, yeah. I see. See, because when you first started talking, I felt happiness, real happy. So evidently it's going to work out for you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's nothing for you to worry about. It's going to work out for you. Well, you've applied yourself, so that's good.
Okay. Are you getting any other messages for me?
Yeah, there's some girl in the background that's trying to reach you because she's almost blocking me from my spirit touching yours. But it's not a bad thing, but it's like, I don't know, I think she worries you. But she seems like she's trying to get in touch with you. Something about her ain't all right, though. Maybe that's why you or distance yourself, but she's right there. I mean, she's right in my face, like she's trying to talk to you, but you don't want to, not so much be bothered, but I think her shenanigans or drama, you don't want to deal with. So maybe she's a good person, but she brings a little baggage or drama with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, she's in the background. I shouldn't say she's in the background. She's in the forefront because she's in. I'm concentrating on you, and she's like right there. I'm trying to talk to him. You know, and you're like, my mind's on other things. So, I don't know who she is. That's an AB situation. I'm sure you'll probably figure out who it is, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm picking up drama and other stuff behind her, so maybe your attitude right now with her is perfect. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just keep her in the background, to the side or whatever, but yeah. But she came right up. So two things. One, happiness is going to come through for you. Everything's going to work out. And number two, kick that heifer to the curb. And, you know, everything will look pretty good.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Craig, and you have a wonderful week. You're doing good, brother. Keep on that path you're on. You're doing good. You're being blessed right now, and your angels are all around you. They're smiling. They're standing there smiling around you. Okay?
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Here we go. Okay, area code 502. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. What can I answer for you today?
I was going to see if you could give me any insight in regards to relationships.
Okay, what's his first name?
There's actually two.
Go with it, Katie. Go on with it now.
One is Adam and one is Zach.
Okay, Adam. Zach. Okay, let's see what Adam brings. I'm getting measurement on Adam. Why am I getting measurement? Measurement, like measuring something.
Mm.
His character. Measurement of his character. Hmm, interesting. Let me ask a little bit more. If he is not the one for you, then let him know that.
Okay.
If he doesn't measure up to your standards or criteria, what you're looking for, then let him go. Okay. Hmm. Okay, now Zach. Let's see. What do I get for Zach? Zach is a fool. He's a lot of fun. He is.
Yeah.
I see Zach as being a whole lot of fun. Zach, you can enjoy, you know, it could be even more than friends. I was going to tell you, Zach, you would enjoy going out with him. You would enjoy making love with him. But he could be more than a friend. Zach, I feel pretty good about. I feel pretty good about Zach. Sometimes you may have to kind of slow him down because he gets going, you know, and tell him to take a pause for the cause. But, yeah, he's an energetic guy. I'm getting good vibes off of Zach. I'm not getting anything bad. But Adam, when the angels told me measurement, that makes me wonder about the measurement of a man. But they're telling me it's for you. So whatever that he's not measuring up to, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So I would tell you. Yeah,
I
would tell you, Zach. I'm sorry?
Okay. I'm actually in a relationship with Adam and have been for 5 years now. And Zach is somebody else who has caught my eye, and I don't really know if he's here for a reason or if he's, I mean, for me to be with, or if he's just here to make me realize of all the qualities that Adam is lacking that I'm seeking in another man. So it's funny what you said because you described them both perfectly, and it's kind of, he's the one who's opened to my eyes to the qualities that Adam is lacking. And I don't know if that necessarily means that there's going to be potential with Zach and I, but nonetheless, he's the one who's making me realize these things about Adam. So that's funny.
Well, yeah, Zach's a good guy. But wait, let me ask you something about Adam. Are you two living together?
We are.
Katie.
That's the problem. And I have
a 4-year-old.
You can't
go to the next guy until you finish up with Adam. No,
I'm currently not
working. If you start in drama, you end in drama. I don't want that to happen to you.
I know. You play with fire, you get burned.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with looking in the menu, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to taste everything on it, but ain't nothing wrong with looking in the menu.
I haven't tasted it. I've been good, but I'm eyeing it. It's catching my eye. It's looking good.
Okay, well, does he understand that you're already in a relationship?
Yes, he knows my complete
situation.
Okay.
Well, you're
that's
honest.
Why he, yeah, I'm very, very honest. They both know about the other. So it's a complicated situation. But my main concern is I hope that Zach isn't kind of just clouding my judgment with Adam, because I'm feeling like, you know, I need to move on. He's not the one for me, and I don't know if that's true, if it's just because this one guy is making me think that. But, I mean, we've been together 5 years, and I've never really been happy. So I think that's kind of a sign in itself.
Yes, it is. It's called delete. Hit that button, girl. Hit that button and give Zach a chance. But because you're living together, that's why I'm saying, you know, you need to finish that. But, Zach, yeah, keep Zach on the burner, honey. Don't let him go. He's a good guy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And, Katie, the only thing I want to say, do it the right way, honey. That way it's no heartache on you.
No one gets hurt.
That's right.
Thank you.
It the right. Even if Adam gets mad, but still, you do it the right way and just say it's not there anymore. You know, you're being honest.
He knows that. Yeah. He does know that.
Well, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your advice.
You're welcome, Katie. You have a wonderful week, young lady.
Validated. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, and the chat room is open. Okay, next caller, area code 229. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus, this is Melvin. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Melvin. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing. I'm trying to make it, Linus. It's just been up and down. But my question is about this workman's comp case. I got injured on my job and back in July, and I just want to know, like, when you know I injured my back and my left knee and my left arm, and I just wanted to know how this is going to turn out. And I had to get an attorney, of course, but will I win this case, and how long will this last?
You know, the only thing about the case on that, now, are you receiving L&I check? No? It's
no,
a lot. Ask your attorney about that. Can you get a L&I check as well? It will come through. The first thing that they showed me was $10,000. That's the first thing, as you were talking, popped up, I saw $10,000. But it might be about 4 to 6 months, Melvin, before you'll see that money. I'm sorry, I know bureaucracy, things just take forever and a day, and some things happen overnight. So, but this here will be 4 to 6 months, you'll get your money. But what they showed me was $10,000. Now, if you're asking for more than that, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm asking definitely for more than that. Will that be a settlement? Like, I mean, they will give an offer. My attorney, anytime soon?
Yeah, it'll be a settlement. But I want to tell you this too, Melvin. Make sure you have all your doctor bills, that they pay for that. All your doctor bills.
Oh,
just went in for him to check on you. Yeah, make them pay all your doctor bills. And also your time off work, you want to put that also in your suit. So,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it will, but it won't happen right away. I'm sorry. It won't be right away. You will get the money. You will get the money. Now, like I said, you're asking for more than $10,000. I don't know. This is all the angel showed me was $10,000. Maybe between 4 and 6 months, it'll go up and you'll get a lot more.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still working, but I'm on restrictions, and they've violated the restrictions, and they having me do stuff that I'm not doing, that I'm not gonna do because I don't want to violate my restrictions.
I was gonna say, Melvin, when they do that, please consult your attorney before you do that.
Yeah,
because you don't want to do anything that's going to work against your case, or they say, well, oh, he doesn't have a case. He was doing this the other day.
Yeah, that's the thing. See, but now they have me sitting at the front door of the store, meet and greet. And, because they had me doing stuff that I wasn't supposed to be doing. And I told them that. I told my attorney that. But will they give me... Will I see another doctor? Because this doctor worked for them, and he was no help the other day when I went to visit. He looked at my MRI.
No, you should have your own. Melvin, you should have your own doctor. You know, a company is always going to have you go see their doctor, but have your own doctor.
That's what.
Yeah, don't just go by the company's doctor. Yeah.
Okay, because, see, my attorney got to set that up for me to see another doctor. Shouldn't he have to do that?
No, you should do that.
Oh, really?
The doctors just report to the attorney to give him whatever they feel, you know, is wrong with you. No, it's not up to the attorney to get you a doctor. You should find you a doctor. You can ask him for a reference, you know, if he has a doctor that works with people that have had similar problems, you know, like you.
Right.
Injuries. I don't mean problems, but injuries like you, yeah. And then ask him for a referral. But always, when something like this happens, you have your own doctor, because the company is going to send you to their doctor because they're looking after their self-interest.
Exactly. That's what I've been doing. I've been going to their physical therapy, their doctors, and now they're specialists. Now I need to get another second opinion with another doctor of my choice, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
But you can ask your attorney for a reference. If he might know somebody, you can ask him for a reference. But you always want your own doctor, because a company doctor is going to be going against you.
That's why
you want your own doctor. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I step in there. I'm like, oh, my God, they're so negative. They're like already, I can tell they've been talking amongst each other, the medical doctor and the specialist, talking amongst each other about my injuries. But, you know, so you're right. That's what it is. But will this end up in me being on disability, get some form of disability?
I don't know, Melvin. They're saying it's up in the air. So I would talk to your attorney about that, but they're telling me right now it's up in the air. So maybe get some more information from your attorney. Isn't that showing me that? But you will win your case. That you will.
But
that's a certain.
$1,000, they got to bump me up way. I'm way above that. I mean, that's pretty
interesting. Mm-hmm.
On my side. And it's on the video as well, so everything is on video.
Okay.
But I thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Oh, no, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. You know, keep calling us. Let us know how you're doing, Thad, okay?
Okay.
All
thank
right.
you, Nina. Yes.
Oh,
okay.
You're welcome, Melvin. Yes, thanks for calling. Okay. Next caller is area code 720. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? 720. Hello, hello, hello. 720, you're on the air. Okay, I guess you just want to listen. That's fine. God bless. Okay. Next caller, area code 303. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, I'm the first caller, actually, that got disconnected, so I'm back. my first name is Allison. And
hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm good. I'd like to know what you see around finding new employment. I was recently laid off.
Okay. What field? Let me concentrate. What field do you work in? Administrative, medical, what?
I'm in the communications field.
Okay. Did you work for 911?
I did not, no.
No, that came right up. Okay, write that down. 911 came right up. So you might end up working for the police department.
No, I'm in writing radio, newspapers, that kind of communication.
Oh, periodicals?
No, newspapers and radio.
Okay. Allison, I'm not getting anything. I'm asking any newspapers or radio magazines, anyone that could use your talent.
Yeah, publish, yeah. Things like that, yeah.
I'm not getting anything, Allison. I'm sorry, I've just got a blank slate. They're not showing me anything.
Well, that's not good.
No, but when it's a blank slate, something's blocking. I don't know if it's you or the question, but they're not showing me anything. Whenever I see black, Yeah. So I'll be honest with you. I don't see anything. I'm not saying that you don't have a job coming. I don't know, but I'm just not seeing it.
Well, I do have a job that's 10 hours a week. That's not related to my career whatsoever, but I have absolutely no interest in the job. So I'm looking to, of course, find real work, not continue with something I really just do not enjoy. That's very menial.
So, Allison, you're telling me you are working right now?
10 hours a week.
You have a job right now that you're working?
It's very menial. It's only 10 hours a week.
Job.
Not even that.
You didn't have a job.
10 hours a week at minimum, and minimum wage, 10 hours a week does not pay the rent.
No.
It's basically one day a week. For minimum wage. You do the math. Or don't.
Yeah. No, I know that's nothing. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, well,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Allison. I'm just not picking up anything for you. So sorry. I'll tell you this. Why don't you call back on Sunday? Let's see between now, Wednesday, and Sunday. Maybe something might transpire or come up. Okay? Can you give me a call back on Sunday?
I'll see. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next call, area code 617. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this? 617. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
0. Yes, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Dee Dee, and I'm calling from Denver, Colorado. How are you this evening?
Oh, fine. And you, Dee Dee? How you doing?
I am wonderful, wonderful. This is my first time calling in.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, young lady.
Well, thank you very much. I've been enjoying myself this far since I've been listening in. It's been wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. So what can I help you with today, Miss Dee Dee?
My question is about this move. I'm kind of like in a situation with my landlord, right? She wants me out of the current property because of the situation that I had with the previous neighbor and his dog biting me. So I kind of feel like they're all in cahoots because I am pursuing him legally behind the dog biting me. So my question is about the house that I have applied for. It seems to be some kind of delay. I don't know if it's with the landlord or whatever it is for us getting approval for the current place. So I was just wondering if you see an approval on this place here that I'm waiting on.
It's a delayed, let me tell you this, Dee Dee. There's a delay on the one that you're right now, but I see a little small two-bedroom. It's white. There's a huge front window. I don't know what you call a picture window in this house, and the driveway is right to the right. They're showing me the house right now. The driveway's to the right, and then you walk in the house. But there's a big, huge picture frame window, and it's a two-bedroom, one-bath, small house. It looks like it's 5 to 7 miles from where you're at right now. 5 to 7 miles from where you're at. That's available. In fact, they do, they do Section 8. This particular house does Section 8. They help low-income people. You would talk to. Huh? I'm sorry?
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't have Section 8. And then most definitely would have to have more than two bedrooms because I have three children and then also do respite care. So I have permanent place with me for the residency. So it would have to most definitely be anywhere between 4 to 5 bedrooms.
Well, you are talking about some money now. Okay, let me ask again. So the current one, I didn't say you wouldn't get it, but it's a delay in getting it. And part of it is the reference from your landlord now. What I would do, Dee Dee, is get a couple of people that are good references, whether they church or been on their job 10 years, get you two really outstanding references. And the property that you're looking at now that you're trying to get where the delay is, give those people your references so they'll know what type of person you are and how you take care of things and, you know, keep your house up or your environment in there.
Okay.
Okay. Because of what your previous landlord, you know, they asked her and she didn't give the best things about you. So that's why I'm telling you, go ahead and get you a couple of references and then show the property and they'll probably go ahead and then, rent it to you.
Okay.
All right. And the other house, you're right. You didn't tell me you had children, so... The other house, it wouldn't work for you. But it is available, though. They're showing me, but it's not going to work for you, not a two-bedroom.
No. Like I said, I do have someone that's living with me right now for permanent placement. And then also the place that I'm looking at, I've been waiting. It's been about maybe 4 days now I've been waiting to hear back. But I kind of feel like it's a delay with the landlord for some reason. I don't know why.
Yes, that's why I'm telling you to get two references so these people will know your character. And they're not just going to assume what your landlord said was all right. Everything was correct what she was saying.
Okay.
That's why I'm telling you, get two reference letters. People that know you, but it's got to be substantial, like either somebody that's in church or somebody that's been on their job. In other words, they have history that when they talk about you, she'll believe them, not somebody that you just met 6 months ago or barely know, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Try that, and I think they'll be more amenable to you to get that house.
Yes, because I really do need it. I mean, you know, based on my current circumstances and what it is that I do. I really need a bigger, you know, space right now. So that's what I'm hoping and, you know, pushing and praying for. So.
Okay. I'll be praying for you too, honey, that you get that
one. Okay.
So keep those eyes looking up. and
oh,
those
yes.
knees polished.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, and I will be praying for you, Dee Dee. God bless you here.
God bless you, too. Have a good evening.
You too. You too, honey.
All right.
Okay, next caller. Area code 617. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. How are you doing? Is this Gwen?
Yeah. Shh, don't say nothing.
Okay. Girl, you know, I was getting ready to get happy. You my sister. Come on now. I was getting ready to get happy. I caught it this time. Caught your voice. What's going on, woman?
You?
What you been up to? Huh?
Well, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. There is someone that I have grown very attracted to.
Okay.
And he kind of gave me the impression that he's attracted to me.
Okay.
But I heard that he has a lot of women.
Oh, give me his first name. Give me his first name, honey. Let's check
the name,
this dude out.
The name is Alan.
Yeah, that's all I want, just the first name. Woo! I done went all the way from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. Damn! Who is this guy? Soon as I wrote down Alan, went woo like that. I was like, oh my god, where am I going?
Yeah.
What am I doing? What is? Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a fast motin' getter.
Mm-hmm.
Moves like the wind. Maybe that's why they said 0 to 60. He can move like the wind. Okay. God, he's a lot of fun to be around.
Oh, yeah.
He's a heck of a fun guy. Oh, you know why? Because they done flattered him. Then a girl done took that head from a baseball to a basketball. Due to flattery. That's all that is, yeah. I don't really see him a lot, but he flirts. He flirts, but it's these women, you know, they just tell him stuff, and he's like a little kid, like, oh, I really like your shirt. Thank you. You know, okay, so you know I'm hitting on the point, yeah. But as far as him, like, talking and establishing a relationship with, you know, these women that flatter him, no. He's picky.
He's picky.
So, but he's,
is
you know... He's flirty.
He
that's just him. He's an outgoing individual. He's very charismatic. So that
is
goes without saying. But
him?
Yeah, but when it comes to women, he's picky about who he has a relationship with.
Is he sleeping with them?
Let me ask.
Because he's supposed to have a girlfriend.
He was. Let me tell you, their sex one shit. There's sex one about all that. Because I'm feeling him now. And I'll put it like this. If they were in bed making love, he's the only one moving.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's not happy about that. he's like, girl, I'm gone. I'm gone.
Yeah,
that relationship is going to end pretty soon.
Okay.
I'm going to say within 6 to 8 weeks it will end, or 7.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're telling me it's going to end. He's not happy sexually with her, and he doesn't like to be asked all the time, where you going, where you at, where you been?
Yeah.
He doesn't like that.
Yeah.
That perturbs him. So that also makes him want to walk away quickly.
Okay. So then why did they make it seem like he's just got a lot of women and he's sleeping with them?
That was their perspective. They don't know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They're not at
home
with that man at night, so they don't know. They're just going by what they think or hearsay or a third party. They know. Because he's not a whore. He's not.
Yeah.
I picked that up. So he's
I didn't think that about him.
No, he, like I said, he's picky. But this woman that he's with right now, which is, it's teetering. It's on its way out. Done deal. Is because sexually they don't match up.
Okay.
So,
so why
and
is he around
him,
me?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he
around me?
Because
he likes you. Because he likes you.
See, and they made it seem like he doesn't like strong women. He likes women that flip their hair and the big booty and the big.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who
yeah,
have you
I mean,
been talking to? Them clowns running around the nation? Huh?
I talked to a reader, and they're like, yeah, he's not good for you. He's not attracted to you because you're strong. He likes the kind of the weak woman, and you're too strong for him, and this and that.
No.
So I'm like, I need to
you
go
know
to
the
real
that
sport.
Opposites do a, yeah, but I'll tell you what, opposites do attract. And if you two got together, you would be the teacher, and he would be the student. In other words,
Linus,
you would teach
true.
Him think. Yeah, you would. You would teach him, like, how to treat a woman, to understand a
yes.
woman spiritually, mentally,
yes.
and physically.
Yes,
and he needs
right
that,
on.
And he wants that.
You're right.
So he
on.
Don't care about them weak women. That's what I'm telling you. The man is very picky. He's very picky. That's why he's leaving this woman, because even though they're not sexually compatible, she didn't step up to the plate to make it compatible.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So.
Now, there's a difference.
Yeah, he's looking for something of substance. Like I said, he's a flirt. But
yeah.
I'm not going to say I don't see you two together. I do see that he likes you and he's interested
mm-hmm.
in you. And it's not about you being a strong woman. It's about there's something about you that you can teach him, which is true, because you will be
mm-hmm.
the teacher and him the student.
Yes.
But, you know, everybody's talking. So I know he's a good-looking guy because everybody's talking about him, but nobody really knows him. They
right.
don't know the person. They're just
right.
looking at the physical aspects and the
right.
the charismatic personality he has.
Yeah, he's,
but the
he's
inner
very
man,
charming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the inner man wants a lot, and he wants a good woman and a good life. You know, we can all
oh
flow
my God,
show and
that's
be,
so true.
Be fantasy. Yeah.
That is so,
so
true.
So, no, don't give up on him. You know, since he's talking to you, you tell him, look, bruh, when you clear up what's at home, holla. Holla at me. You know I'm a nut.
I knew I needed to go to the real source. I'm like, let me go to the woman who knows this.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know me. I'm Saturday night. I call it the way I see it, the way they show
it. I was about to send him an email.
No.
To let him know.
Don't do that. Next time you see him physically, don't send him an email. When you see him physically, just tell him, say, you know what? I like you. You know, you seem to be a good person, and
he knows.
I'm
he
looking
knows
at the
how I
inside.
Feel about him. He knows
okay.
cause we do have a connection, and
okay.
I'm writing. I've been doing some writing, and he's like, I love your writing. He's like, you know, send me some of your writing because he's good. I'm good with putting stuff together, but he's great with punctuation. So he's
okay.
like, you know, send me some of your because we haven't really talked in about 4 weeks. We just really haven't connected in about 4 weeks.
Oh, well, hell yeah, text him. What you waiting on?
No, I'm going to text him to tell him off.
No.
Yeah.
Don't do
yeah,
that, because
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? He could be the opportunity
yeah.
that God is sending to you.
You're right. I just need to stop
you know?
Listening to that negative side that says, yes, he's no good, he's A, B, C, and D, he's got other
yep.
women that he's banging, and he's not attracted to you because you're strong, and he's weak, he likes the women that flip their hair, and all this other stuff, and I'm like, that bastard, you wait.
No, let me tell you what he's like. When I was married, my ex-husband and I had a friend, and he was a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so with me, it was like, yeah, whatever, brother. But anyway, when that man decided to come off them streets,
mm-hmm.
he not only opened a construction company that's been going strong
wow.
for 20 years,
wow.
but he married a woman, nothing like all these women he was with, you know, because he was a pimp,
wow.
so, you know, Nothing like Hollywood. Now, that man straightened up 180 degrees. Now, I'm telling you, because I want to tell you about Alan. How they see Alan, maybe like a pimp, or he's out there. He's got this and got that. But they, when I tell you they don't know the man inside, that man inside could be the man that God designed for you.
That's true. And I feel like I'm trying to sabotage. There's a saboteur.
No,
there's
don't
a
sabotage
saboteur
you.
That
just,
I don't.
No.
But I hadn't stopped listening.
You just tell him I'm here.
Yeah.
You just, you know, when you text him, hey, I'm still here. You know, as soon as you clean up that mess at home, or not mess, don't say that because then you'd be an adjective.
But see, he doesn't
say, when
know.
You clean up your home, baby, I'm here. Holla at me. That's all he needs to know.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know that I know.
You know. I know.
He doesn't know.
So that's okay.
He doesn't know that I know. So
will know that you know when you tell him, when you clean up home, holla. He going to know that you know. You're just not going into a lot of like, well, who's this woman you got with you and blah, blah, blah. You ain't going into all that. You're just letting him know, I'm available. I'm here. When you clean up home, holla. I'm here.
And
that's, and look, let me tell you how that's also good, why I don't want you to do a lot of conversation. Because that woman is nagging him there at home. Okay, so less conversation that you give him, but to the point, he's going to listen to. He'll hear you.
That's true. That's very true. And that's why sometimes I make sure that we're not always I have to kind of back off a little bit and not have as much interaction with him. Doesn't mean I don't care about him, but I like that the less conversation, the less, because this time he came around. He came around and he started talking. I didn't text him. I didn't email him. Nothing. And that's when I could see that he was getting a little antsy. He's like, you know, I got to talk to her. I could see him. And I'm always moving. I'm going. I got to go here. I got to do that. I'm moving around. I knew that he wanted. He when he was ready, then he would come to me. I don't go to him.
Yeah. So he's texting. I'm telling you right now, text a guy. What I told you, tell him. You'll hear from him.
I just saw him today. I actually saw him today. Because I'm putting together some articles of stuff that I've written, and some of it's really erotica and very sensuous.
That's okay.
And
so you know who Zane is, don't you?
Zane,
the author that put out all the erotic books.
Yes.
Black love book. Okay.
Yes.
So that's what I was telling you. That's okay that it's erotic. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. And he's actually, because he's good with punctuation, he really likes my writing because it touches him. He really likes it. And I said, I'm horrible with punctuation, but I'm good with grammar and everything and putting stuff together. So he said, you know what? He says, I can help you with the punctuation. With, you know, I send him some of my work. I said, well, some of it's really kind of very sexual and very erotic.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's okay. Send it to me anyway. He says, okay.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. You know, you're writing, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, some people, you know, they may take offense. Oh, wow, she's talking about sex and intercourse and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, because we do that shit every day. So what's blowing your mind? It's just that she put it in a romantic flavor. Okay.
Right. And he likes that.
Yeah.
You know, so,
well,
yeah. Okay.
Keep
all right. So
the
I have
paperwork.
I
keep
know.
Keep sending
him
the paperwork.
I know. Linus, you know me.
Keep the connection there, girl. Keep the connection there.
Exactly, and that's what it is. And when I write stuff, he says I feel it in my heart. He says I feel it in my heart. He says I feel it, and that's why he wants to read my work.
But see, what did I tell you? The inner man.
Yeah.
The inner man. Okay.
Yeah,
that's different than that flesh on the outside. Other people don't see that. Mm. You do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but so you say that he's having some problems at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he is. And the biggest one is sex.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to have sex by yourself unless you're using a hand. So, you know, you're in a relationship. You don't expect to be in Antarctica.
I don't get why he's still hanging on, because I'm like, you have this beautiful woman who wants you, which is me, and you're not even making a move.
He will, but honey, No.
Okay.
He will.
Okay.
You got to let him do stuff in his time, because it's an A-B situation.
Right.
He knows
right.
that you're there, and he cares about you, and he likes you a lot. So let him, that's why I'm saying clear up home, and then holler at you. But, no, that's fine. He'll deal with it, because that way, when the two of them split up, it'll be an A-B situation, not A-B-C.
Right,
because you don't want to be involved in that drama. When he comes to you, it'll be clear. Clear slate.
Yes.
No drama, no problems. It's you and him. Yes, ma'am.
Do you think he will come to me?
Well, yeah, it's a possibility.
Yes.
I'll have to call you off the air. Let me get back to my job.
Is that a yes? Is that a
yes
or no?
Yes. Call you when I get off the air. Go on with it, Gwen. I mean, Annette, go on with it. I will call you shortly. Let me help this other woman.
All right, honey. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Love
you. All right,
you.
Bye. Love you, too.
Bye. And thank you for your patience, 570. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Oh, this is Marty. Good evening, Lennis. How are you?
Hi, Marty. Well, good evening to you, too, young lady. And thank
you
for your patience.
You guys were having quite a giggle fest there. That was funny. Carrying on like old friends.
Oh, I tell you, I had one person call in one day. I couldn't stop laughing. Nina had to take over, and every time she'd say something, I'd bust out laughing, but it was funny what she told us, and it just tickled me pink.
Well, that's okay. It's great to enjoy your work, isn't it?
Yes, amen. Amen. So what can I do for you, Marty?
Well, you know, I always got like a million things swirling around in my head. So I said, instead of driving myself crazy, I'm just going to ask you, do you see any significant changes coming in for me by the end of the year? That way I don't have to go nuts trying to pick one thing. I'll take whatever spirit wants to give me. How's that?
I see flowers coming up. Are you into flowers? I see flowers.
Oh, I think
Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Around Thanksgiving, flowers, family. Back to florists again. Yeah, November. I don't know why you're getting a big, and I mean it's a big bouquet of flowers. It's coming from a man. They're showing me a man now. I don't know who this man is. But anyway,
it's a huge
bouquet. Yeah, I don't know who he is, but it's right around, in fact, it's prior to Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Day. So you must meet this guy before. Hold up, let me see who he is. He's a friend of your cousin's. He's a friend of your cousin. That's all they're telling me. And you meet him. Yeah, a friend of your cousin.
My God, the only cousins I have live in Florida, and I haven't seen them since, 20 years or something. So.
Okay, well, if it's not your cousin, somebody that you feel like a cousin. You know what I mean? There's some people in your life that feel like a sister or a brother or a cousin to you. But anyway, they're going to introduce you to this guy. And he is a businessman. I see you and him talking, and you're telling him your ideas or where you're coming from, what your goals are. He's listening. He's a very good listener. I see him sitting across from you, and he's just allowing you to talk. you know, express yourself. He's a really good listener. He's interested in you. I think that's, oh, okay, yep. That's why before Thanksgiving or by Thanksgiving he brings his big bouquet of flowers to let you know that he really likes you, Marty. Likes you.
That would be a clue.
Yeah.
That would be
so
a clue.
In fact, in December, you and him are together. You know what? And you're calling me Anina. Oh, wow. They're showing me a lot. You're going to call me Anina and tell us about this guy that you met. It's almost like a validation. Yeah. But you and him become closer in December, a lot closer. I'd almost say that you're a couple. You know what I mean? That the two of you are dating. So you
are going
to meet.
Well, if he goes
laying
some gigantic bouquet on me that fast, that would tend to, you know, give me the idea that, you know, stuff's probably going to keep rolling from there, you know? I mean.
And you know what? You're going to be introduced to him somewhere around the Halloween. Either the week before Halloween or the week of Halloween. That's why I'm saying they keep showing me a cousin. Somebody that you feel like a cousin towards you is going to introduce you. Now, they're not showing me a parties or anything like that. They just say that this cousin's going to introduce you to this man. And that's when it will happen. So the last 2 weeks of October. In November, you two are talking on the phone and you see each other. But before Thanksgiving, like I said, or the day of, he brings his huge bouquet. And then December, I see you two, you go hand in hand. Heck, you're walking around together. You're a couple.
Well,
yeah.
Thank God.
And this man's
you know.
A widower. Listen. He's a widower, they're telling me. He has two grown daughters.
Okay.
And he's a widower, yeah. So he's got a pretty good foundation. Yeah, he does. He has a strong foundation in life and who he is and what he's about. He is spiritual. He does believe in God. He believes in praying. Why would you think he's a shadow person? They're telling me now that you would think he's a shadow. Maybe it must be that he reminds you of someone from the past. That's what I'm going to say. That he reminds you of somebody from the past. Maybe his characteristics, way he uses his hands, or maybe the way he smiles. Yeah. Okay. So that's what I see coming up for you, young lady. You
well,
got
hot
a
damn.
New guy coming in your life.
I've been waiting a long time.
He's coming. He's coming. So I would say, but as they told me, the last 2 weeks of this month, you start looking for him. When people introduce you to other men, just take note. And this guy's tall, so that'll give you a clue about him. He's tall. He's tall.
Well, good,
he's a widower,
I am too.
And he has two grown daughters.
He's
so
tall and a widower and two grown daughters, huh? Okay.
Right. And he is a businessman.
I've dated taller and shorter than me, and it's not like that's any kind of a deal breaker, but it's kind of a nice novelty for me when the guy is taller because more than half the men I know are not. You know,
that's
so.
True, and you don't want a spinner.
I mean, I get it. A lot of small guys are attracted to tall women because, you know, hey, every man wants a mountain to climb, you know. But, yeah, it's nice when you're not, like, you know, having a conversation with somebody and, like, they're talking to your cleavage and, yeah, it gets old real fast, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's
well,
what I got.
Damn.
Yep.
So,
I'm getting ready to go off the air.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry,
yeah,
I wanted
got
clarification.
30 seconds left.
All right.
Call me
thank
on Sunday.
You very much, darling. You have a great night.
You, too, have a wonderful week, Marty. Thank you for calling. I also want to apologize to I was going to take her question, and I'm out of time now. Sunshine in the chat room, please call in Sunday, Sunshine, and I will answer your question. I'm so sorry. We're just out of time. And thank you for being there. So tomorrow, Thursday, is high school agenda. Friday, be sure and tune in. Friday, I'm going to have one heck of a music show. Friday Traffic Jams comes on at 6 p.m. Till 7. And I tell you, this music, you're going to want to record it. You're going to want to even go back and listen to it again. And that's fine. I hope you do. Thank you, everybody, for listening around the world. Thank you for all the folks in the chat room. Thank you, Anna, for moderating the chat room for Nina while she's gone. And thank you, all the people that called in. God bless you. If no one's told you they love you today, I do. Have a wonderful rest of the week. And don't forget Friday Traffic Jams. You want to hear my music show. All right. Take care, and I love y'all.